For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
You know you need fiber for a healthy gut, but do you actually know how to get it? Quaker's been serving up fiber since 1877, with over 100 great-tasting, good source of fiber options to choose from. Whether you like old-fashioned oats, instant oatmeal, granola, or oatmeal squares, Quaker makes it delicious. Mmm, so good. Get your fiber with Quaker. Shop Quaker's good source of fiber products at a store near you.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Coming back to do SportsCenter after 23 years, part of me thought I'd feel like a fish out of water.
Live from New York City.
Rich, we're ready for you in the studio.
Studio is the other way, Rich.
It's the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Shalhoub. Coming up, NBC Sports MLB analyst Anthony Rizzo. Actor Andrew McCarthy. WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the program. We're in downtown Manhattan. We're in the Get Up Studios. Appreciate Greeny letting us
rent
the place out for another day. We've been here for our two-day stay. The actor Andrew McCarthy in studio hour three. Same thing with Cody Rhodes is going to be joining us here.
How's
as we
that?
Ran into him in the green room. Hey, Cody, you want to come on out to play?
Oh.
We're here in New York. Mike Del Tufo and also TJ Jefferson in his spots or in their respective spots in the Los Angeles studios. And Mike Del Tufo, I'm going to give you a heads up.
Yep.
Get your silly, stupid two-logoed hat ready because I want you to eventually show it to our next guest at some point in time.
Okay.
I don't reveal it yet.
I won't.
Don't reveal it yet.
I won't.
So I'm glad we're seeing you here first because we're going to bring in Anthony Rizzo in a second. Seeing you, a longtime Jersey guy and longtime New York Yankee fan wearing a Dodger hat. But we'll get to that in a second. For the moment, let's kick off hour number two and bring in the three-time All-Star and four-time Gold Glover and also World Series champion from back in the day with the Chicago Cubs. Now part of NBC Sports coverage of Major League Baseball, including Sunday night in Philadelphia when the Braves and Phillies take on one another. Anthony Rizzo joining the program. Good to see you, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing better for seeing you on the screen here.
Yeah, buddy.
When was the last time, I'm going to start this way. When was the last time you bought a meal in the city of Chicago with your own money?
It's been a while. They take care of you there pretty much everywhere we go. My go-to Chicago cut, my guys there always are taking care of me.
Okay, so that's your usual spot when you go to Chicago?
Yeah, for sure. It's right on the river. We sit outside on the patio. Summertime there, it's beautiful.
What was that like, that parade that so many people were dreaming of for a century to actually happen? What was that like?
Man,
for
it was
Anthony.
It was everything. You could think of what it was going to be like, and I had high expectations, and it blew me away. I mean, 5+ million people from Wrigley Field down to Grant Park, it was just lined, and it went back as far as 40, 50 people, just a sea of blue. They dyed the river blue, all of it. It was incredible. The whole day winning, 10 years later, it's just as amazing now as it was then.
And I'm sure you've, over the years had people approach you and tell you what your and the rest of your teammates' accomplishments meant to them. What's the wildest story you heard from a Cubs fan talking about how they can now die happy or what they did for somebody who's since passed to let them know from the great beyond that the Cubs had won the World Series? What's the wildest story?
Man, it's every day. It's the stories of you just hearing them, people listening or watching the game. Sorry, my dog's going crazy here. I have a wiener dog. He's going, he's barking. But the stories
of hearing people, I don't hear it. It's all good.
The sitting at the hospitals with their grandparents or their parents and how much it meant to them, or hearing the actual story. You see the pictures, but hearing the people tell you how they were at the cemetery listening to the radio, listening to Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the radio. It's just literally every single time I am in an airport or I'm anywhere and a Cubs fan comes and tells me that, it's the coolest thing to hear and be a part of, because we lived it, and now hearing their side of it and the fan side is pretty special.
What's your dog's name, Anthony?
He's a wiener dog named Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin. Okay. Kevin. I'll bite. Why Kevin?
Anthony. You know what? My wife always wanted a wiener dog and named him Kevin, and I guess someone's at our – the baby's sleeping too, so he's going to get a handful. But
No. Somebody's ringing the bell. Kevin, the wiener dog, is barking.
Yeah,
Rizzo's doing a Zoom with the Rich Eisen show. Holy heck. It's breaking loose.
It's been treating me well.
In the Rizzo household.
Yeah, it's been treating me well.
Kevin, the wiener dog.
Wow.
Fantastic. All right. So let's jump into the here and now, Anthony. So just up in the Bronx last night, Trout hits two, Judge hits two. You know, some all-time greats are going at it. You spent, obviously, some time with Judge in New York City. What's your favorite Aaron Judge story that you can tell about his greatness or about his oversized nature of his game?
Yeah, I mean, his leadership is everything, but as far as the story, it's just he treats everyone with such class and such respect, and to be that level of a star, to be where he's at and to be able to really literally treat everyone like they're his best friend is such a special superpower for him. I mean, the way he goes about his business every single day, I wish I could just give you one story, but it's every single day he's relentless of who he is and his routine. So you see why he puts up the results he does, because he's never satisfied. He always wants to get better. And when it's not going the best for him, you can never tell, because, I mean, his slumps are a lot less than guys like me, who when I went through it, it took me about 3 weeks to get out of it. It takes him about 3 at-bats.
What was it like watching him go for history?
Yeah, I mean, that year he got off to a slow start. I mean, some people I think are saying he's off to a slow start now, which is crazy. He's got 6 or 7 homers, but it was just a home run every other day. And he would come to the ballpark and you're on the top step not wanting to miss it. We had a front row seat and it was just home run, home run, home run. We get to August and it's like, real, he could beat this record. And is he going to beat it? Is he not going to beat it? So the end of that season was so special to see him break 62, catch Maris, have his family there, all of it. And then we're all in Texas celebrating with him and his family. It was awesome to be a part of.
So he never showed any pressure to you, teammates? He was just the same guy as he was going through that Maris-like chase, Anthony?
You know, as his teammate, as us on the inside, yeah, we knew what he was going through. I feel like we felt the pressure more than he did. So it was on us to go through our normal days and routines with him. It was on us to make it not feel so much of a pressure cooker that I'm sure it was for him. So, I mean, there'd be times where we'd be talking it externally, be talking to it with our wives and background, just saying, hey, like, you know, when we do this type thing. But it was status quo every single day. The night before, we were all in Texas. Him and I were hanging out. Our wives were hanging out. The dogs were hanging out. So just as business as usual. But you know, the last couple of games of the year, we need this home run, right? We have the presence in place. We got the nice watch. We have all the champagne on ice. But just got to go about it as business as usual.
So you're friends with Judge. Your wives are friends. Who's Kevin the Wiener Dog friends with? Judge's dog?
They have two dachshunds.
They're tied too?
The dachshunds, take a walk in New York, Rich, if you can. The dachshunds are taking over the city right now. So they have two dachshunds.
No, I saw that.
Penny and Gus.
Okay. Yeah, and Judge strikes me as a guy who definitely picks up after his dog. You know what I mean? Like he does everything right. Okay. Yeah, but I saw the dog on the field. He brings the dog out on the field with him while he's warming up there in Yankee Stadium. It's awesome. I'm so glad Kevin's got a friend, Anthony. I'll be very honest.
Thank
with
you. Thank you.
Now that I get to know
he's,
the dog.
He's got some real personality.
So let's get into the analysis of it, Anthony. Who beats the Dodgers this year? Is that a fair question? You know, baseball, anything can happen.
I think it's as fair as you. I mean, they're the powerhouse. They're the beast. They've created this formula now with their starting pitchers of really just getting healthy in October. And I think the playoff format now with teams getting in, you don't have to win the division as much anymore. You could still get in. You could still really limp in as long as you're healthy. Any team can get hot. But the Dodgers are proven winners, man. They're going to be tough to beat. The one thing I would say that you can put against them is just fatigue. What it takes to play at that level so high all the time is not easy. And if they do make another deep run, it'll be 3 years in a row. I mean, every year they're making a deep run, but the World Series runs are a lot more pressure, a lot more mental side that goes into it. So that's really the one thing that is not with them, but they're deep.
What's it like facing Ohtani?
He's a presence, man. It's fun. I always say whenever you get to face the superstars of the game, it's those are the funnest moments. Those are the where you really are like a little kid out there. So when you face all the aces, when he's pitching, it's fun. When he's hitting, it's fun because these are the guys you're going to look back at and tell your kids about, hey, I played with them. So I really enjoy the times you get to play against the superstars. Watching how they go about the business. I mean, what he does from both sides, there's a language barrier, but what he does here in the States is amazing. And we have a whole nother country now that's already been massive baseball fans, even tuned in more to our game.
Now, listen, I'm a Yankee fan, so I understand this is a very small violin that I'm playing right now, but you know, is it fair that players can defer their salaries so deep into the future that the Dodgers can then go ahead and get Kyle Tucker, right? And then keep adding and keep adding and keep adding. You know, I guess that's one way to ask it. Or what other players think? Do players think it's fair what the Dodgers are doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, the more the merrier. The game's in a great spot. The momentum of the game, the young superstars. If you want to defer your money, as baseball players, we make a lot of money, fortunately, and it's very life-changing right away. So there's only so much you can do with that up front, and teams are doing it. The beauty is every single team can do it. The Dodgers have really figured out a niche right now that is working for them, and it's, you know, championships speak for themselves. And everyone hated the Yankees back in the day when they were, quote-unquote, buying everyone, right? But they kept winning, and someone told me once when we won the World Series, the whole country starts to hate you, that's when you know you're doing it right. So until then, one championship is cute.
I guess I like that, Anthony. Anthony Rizzo here on the Rich Eisen Show. You just mentioned young stars and how the game is great. If you could start a team with a young star, somebody who's been in the league less than 5 years, who would you choose?
Anthony? Oh, wow. I think you got to start with starting pitching, right? So Paul Skeens is number one. And then from the position player side, I got to go with Roman Anthony. I'm very biased towards him. He's a Stoneman Douglas alumni where I went to high school. But I'm a huge fan of his game early on.
Okay. I thought you were going to go Bobby Witt Jr. since obviously he and Skeens have something going on with each other. We saw.
Yeah, he's got to have classic. 5 years now, yeah. Right, Bobby? I mean, he's a stud.
Does he have 5 years? Stop. Does Witt have 5 years? Okay. All right. Interesting. But yeah, you're looking that up.
He's
right,
another
Chris?
One. Yeah. He's right. Another one. There's a lot of guys you can pick and surround yourself with a great team now.
Right. All right. So what do you think of ABS? What do you think the balls and strikes, automated balls and strikes challenge system?
I love it. I think early on watching, you see the umpires are – a lot more locked in now. There's not a lot of these kind of courteous calls that guys get anymore. If it's 2-0 to get the guy back in the counter, if it's 3-0, there's no more automatic strikes, which I like as a hitter, right? As hitters, I think we're so used to getting kind of the other way, where a ball's called a strike, not a strike called a ball. So now you see a lot of these counts getting flipped to, instead of 1-1 or 1-2, it's 2-1 or 3-1, and you're in a hitter's count and not battling for your life with two strikes.
Interesting. You bring up a point that I don't think we've mentioned here on the program, the accountability that it brings to the umpires. So the get right pitch, the sort of courtesy strike on 2-0 or 3-0, those are gone because of this.
They're gone, and it's really, everyone likes to pinpoint sometimes that one pitch, right, decided the game. Well, those 2-0 to 3-0 is a huge difference, right? And sometimes there's many a times where I was 2-0 or 3-0, the umpire calls a strike, the next pitch is a great pitch that I miss, and now I'm 3-2 battling for my life, and I walk to the dugout saying that was ball four, I should have been on base. So not only does that affect you right then and there, but it affects you down later in the game where you're maybe at the plate with your 2-for-2 with a walk, or your 1-for-3 with a walk. And it's just the long-term that effects it has as well is a lot bigger than people realize.
All right. Last one for you, Anthony. When you were here in the New York City metropolitan area, you probably met a lot of people, like my audio executive, as he likes to be referred to. His name's Mike Del Tufo. He's from Livingston, New Jersey. Say hi to Anthony.
Anthony,
Mike.
How you doing?
Say hi to Anthony, Mike.
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
See, it's a nice hat you have on.
Right. See,
I mean, I'm a Dodger fan now after 30 years of living here.
I would imagine 30 years ago you had a Yankees hat on all the time, right?
2 years
more than 30 years ago. 3 years ago.
3 years ago. 3 years ago, Anthony. 3 years ago. All right. 3 years ago is when he had it on. And then the Dodgers start winning and then beating the Yankees. Now put the hat on that you've been wearing. Put the hat on, Mike, and show it to Anthony Rizzo. And you tell me, Anthony, if this is okay with you or not. Please put the hat on and show it to him.
Ugh. Oh, no.
That response is great.
Oh, man.
That response is great.
As someone who grew up in South Florida, I am a true fair weather fan. When the teams are good down here, that's when I am a fan. Yeah. But growing up with all my family in New Jersey and being diehard Yankee fans, I mean, that's a tough look. It's a tough look, Mike.
But I've been 30
See,
years.
See, you're
in
being
New
too
Jersey.
Nice, Anthony. Being
very nice.
See, no, that's fine. I've been 30 years in New Jersey, 31 in California. I like both teams. I can like both teams when they play each other.
I hear you, no doubt. No, at different leagues, up until now, everyone plays each other. Different leagues.
Yeah.
I would love to know who you're rooting for in the World Series. It doesn't matter because we lost. But
I was going for the Yankees, 100%.
But you weren't mad. Dodgers won.
Which I just showed. But just what I'm saying, Anthony, okay? Honestly, I was in the stadium that night of game one with my son, Cooper, you know, who's now 15. We were right down the right field line, and Freeman's home run went right across my eyesight line all the way into the right field seats. And I turned to my son. I did curse. And then I said, let's use this as an opportunity to get out of the parking lot before you're, 20. So we got the hell out of there. But I would never, Anthony, ever sit there and go, oh, the Dodgers have won. Let me, I like this business of them doing this every single time that they get a double or a single or a triple. I'm fine with it. Let me go and put this hat on. No, thank you. What I'm saying? Like, no, thank you.
I was just literally at a music festival down here, Tortuga Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale Beach, and Ice Cube was performing. Mm-hmm. And Ice Cube performed game one of the World Series for us and, blew it out of the water. He rolls in his, I think, his Chevy or whatever it was, does this great performance pregame. And I'm not kidding. We started walking over to watch him, and I go, guys, I can't do this. I had to turn around because I was still getting flashbacks to the World Series.
That was incredible. I was there, too,
yes,
in the stadium.
Exactly. All right, Mike. Anthony, You're too nice, Anthony. All right. Do we have a picture to show Anthony before going? Apparently, I haven't seen him. We've heard him throughout this Zoom on occasion. You want to pop that up there for Anthony to see? Oh, there he is. Kevin. Okay, that's
wow.
Is that Kevin?
That's Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's Kevin on the photograph. And what's that thing? He destroyed that ball on the left side? Like, is it a toy that's toys. History?
Toys hate to see him coming. He destroys them all, and he's turning seven soon, and he plays like he's a puppy. So he's great. Okay. Everyone who comes
that's
in contact
Kevin just
loves
being
him.
Kevin.
Yep, that's it. It's a great name, right?
Why not?
He looks like
love
a
it.
Kevin.
Okay,
awesome.
Yep.
It does.
I just love it. All right. Thank you for joining us, Anthony. This is a blast, and we'll do this as much as you're up for it. And enjoy your time with NBC Sports and starting your career as a broadcaster. I look forward to chatting with you more. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Anthony Rizzo. Everybody check out Anthony coming up on Sunday night on NBC, Braves and Phillies. He's giving that inside batter's perspective from the field as
love
part
that.
Of the broadcast in Philadelphia on Sunday night. There he goes.
Okay.
I loved how you said McAllister because I thought and
right.
Kevin, it's like,
that
you know.
That makes sense.
But you'll never leave that dog home alone, ever.
No, you can't. We won't let you.
I just think that was so great. I mean, this is, you know, he is one of the most charitable and community-minded players of the 21st century.
Yeah.
Just look it up. You can Google what he's done, and he's won awards for that sort of thing. So he's a nice enough fella. Mm. But the bottom line is, even he, Mike Del Tufo, seeing your hat, goes,
gasp.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dislike is fine, Rich.
Secondhand embarrassment.
I can like both teams. Okay. I can like both teams. He said it. He
yes, you can. You shouldn't, but you can.
And we can call
I
you
can do whatever
friend.
I want. Right.
Very good. We can.
See.
We can do whatever we want. Like, go to break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What a night for UCLA at the WNBA. We'll hit touch upon some of that. Take your phone calls. 844-204-RICH. We're in New York. Where are you? Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup, not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change, just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood, and that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news, waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now.
No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the show.
Not what happened.
What's up, fellas?
It's not what happened. Like, what's it, what up, boys?
How you guys doing out there?
Hold it down?
You guys all right?
We're holding it down. Yeah, you know, it's a little weird that you guys not being here, but it's a little cool, too.
We actually like it a lot. You know?
Well, we're coming back tomorrow. I mean, we'll be there tomorrow. We'll
see you, come out to the coast.
Yeah, we got Carnell Tate tomorrow.
I mean, I'm just saying, this is cool.
David Spade in studio tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
David Spade, do we need, we should check with him about the chair, right?
Yeah.
Olivia Munn last week.
Yeah, right.
Didn't like the chair. Or was she didn't like it. It was just,
she couldn't get comfortable in it. Yeah.
So she asked for your chair.
Wait, the chair, right? The guest chair?
Right. Yeah, she just wasn't, it was too big for
her.
The guest chair is one of the most great. Comfortable chairs ever.
So we swapped it out, Schwarzenegger style. You weren't here for it.
Oh,
yeah, she went full Arnold. Yeah, she went full Arnold.
Like, by the way, I went back and watched that part about the whole chair thing when you played the clip, Rich, and then we moved the chair.
Yeah.
That was really, I didn't realize how funny it was in the moment, but going back and watching it.
Yeah, well, I think Jake's making a reel of that.
Yeah, we're putting that out there.
I think we're going to put that out there for what we're referring to. We're back there tomorrow.
Yeah.
The WNBA draft was here yesterday, but it was as if Southern California was here.
Right?
You see where I'm going with this?
I do.
You see where I'm going with
this? I do.
They're like the Ohio State of the WNBA.
Yeah.
AZ Flood went number one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then Olivia Miles, second overall. Awafam Tiam of Valencia Basket, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody from Spain. And then I'm getting ready for this being Ohio State in Pittsburgh in two Thursdays from now.
I think it's very similar.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lauren Betts, Gabriela Jaquez, Kiki Rice, three in a row.
Bang, bang, bang.
And then Dugalich going ninth. And by the way, UCLA was not done. They had five first-rounders, first time ever, six players went in the same WNBA draft from the same school ever. And what an achievement for our friend Corey Close.
Very awesome.
And so it was just we'll see how it all
shakes out.
Obviously we're very UCLA oriented on the show.
They deserve all the kudos, won the natty, and all their women are being celebrated, you know, last night at the draft. That was awesome.
I'm a fan of Olivia Miles. She's really, really good at the old game of basketball. You see Lauren Betts up there, the commissioners. We were running through, you know, all of the UCLAs. And then Olivia Miles, her game is incredible. And also what I would want if I'm, you know, a player trying to market themselves in the world, she's got a look where you just walk into the arena and you know where Olivia Miles is.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
With her goggles and the way that she does wear her hair and then the game on top of it, you know, like you know which one Olivia Miles is when you just walk in to sit down in your seat, which is exactly what you're looking for when you're trying to market yourself and then obviously play basketball to the tune of being the second overall pick of a WNBA
elite,
draft. you know, Raven Johnson has been added to the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Is hopefully going to be as healthy as ever, and she won't miss any games, and we'll see how that works. That's the top 10 of the WNBA draft, and we're thrilled to mention that Corey Close is going to be, once again, the in-studio guest of the launch of another season of Women's Sports Now. She was the first ever in-studio guest of last year's season one. Mm-hmm. So fresh off of setting a record for most picks by a single school in a single WNBA draft, tune in Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Las Vegas Aces coach Becky Hammond also appearing on the debut edition of Women's Sports Now on the ESPN app. And ESPN Plus, as you could see right there, digital platforms. Every Thursday live. We're going to do it live this year.
Do it live.
And Colleen Wolfe, Renee Montgomery, who is a part owner of the Atlanta Dream, which acquired Angel Reese a couple weeks ago. And, you know, Suze is there as well, Susie Schuster, presented by Miller Lite, Women's Sports Now. And look who was at the WNBA draft on behalf of Women's Sports Now on Monday night. That would be, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Tiana. There's a look at her photograph on the red carpet.
She was stunning on the red carpet last night. She had so much fun talking to all the women before their big night. And I can't wait to see how the piece comes out on WSN this week.
There you go. Yeah. We're good. That's in the edit bay right now.
Love it.
So we got that going.
And Rich, we also had that thing you talked about on draft day where, you know, you get the hat, then you get another hat, so to speak. Flaje Johnson, she got drafted by Golden State.
Lost that right there. I don't know what's going on with the sound from Los Angeles. Oh,
can you hear me now?
But say that again, TJ.
Oh, I said we had the thing that happened at the NBA draft.
Technical difficulties coming from Los Angeles right now.
No.
So once Sarah was done with the WNBA draft, she came by and stopped by dinner that we were having as a team.
We were really happy.
And I want to bring a conversation that we had over dinner to the table here. And if our audio gets fixed to Los Angeles, we'll chime in with the guys there. But I still can't get over the Masters and the photographs that we see from there. I mentioned this last week, that the best part about the Masters, outside of the obvious, is that they take all the patrons' cell phones away. And the pictures that you see of the moments of the Masters from Augusta National, you see the patrons behind them, and everybody is trained on the action.
They are locked in.
And nobody is holding up a phone to take a selfie of there's Rory in the background, or a video of Rory celebrating and watching the event through a phone, which is your right to do whenever you go to a game.
Yeah, of course.
I get it. But
look at this photo.
This picture, if you put it in black and white, it could be the 50s, right? It's like frozen in time.
Sure.
Where everybody, look, everybody's head is looking at the flight of Rory's golf ball. Not like missing it because they're texting somebody or scrolling a phone, which I do during a commercial break. Again, I'm not denigrating. I'm just pointing out how present everybody is in the moment. And they learn of the change of the leaderboard by a hand, you know, operated spot.
Yeah.
On certain parts.
Yeah, there's leaderboards throughout the course. Right. And you're fixated when you see a black box come out because you know they're about to update.
Right.
And it's just like, did they make bogey? Did they make birdie? Did someone jump someone else?
Right.
We have a new leader. And it's, you know, I've never been to Augusta, but I've just heard everyone who has.
Right.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano, he was there on Sunday. He's telling me stories about walking around and the environment and the way everyone is there. And it's just, I have to go. I have to be there because it is, like you said, kind of frozen in a time period where, you know, we're not just doing this. We're walking around. We're at a ball game. We're
half paying attention.
Yeah, half paying attention.
Or you know, phone goes off in the middle of something, right?
Yeah.
And that's removed. And you know, you're looking at some other photographs that we have of, here's Messi and somebody's taking videos of him.
Is that LeBron?
The famous one was LeBron coming up with breaking Kareem's record, and the number of people who have a phone out and they're recording it and they're not watching it live, which is again their prerogative. There was one shot from the vantage point of half court looking at the basket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only one who isn't holding up a phone and watching it through a phone is Phil Knight,
yeah, right,
of Nike, because I guess he's just so old school.
Yeah,
or maybe he still have his flip phone or whatever.
He's like 80. He's
you have to page him if you get him, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But it is just remarkable, and it made me sit there and think, and I asked this over dinner. Name me another sporting event that either could pull that off or should. Because you can't say in the Super Bowl, we're taking your cell phone away.
No, because the problem with the NFL is, what, there's only 8 minutes of actual action
in a 60-minute game. In golf, if you're sitting there at 16, you're waiting for one pairing to come through.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't utilize, like, hey, that you've got nothing better to do.
Right.
You know, so you grab your phone because... You know, after Rory hits the tee shot, you got to wait 5 minutes for him to walk there.
Walk, and then the next group coming in behind him.
You can't use that either. It's just at the Super Bowl, there's 70,000 people in one spot.
Right.
A baseball stadium. The only thing that we could come up with, and we'll take phone calls if people want to chime in on it, 844-204-RICH, was say like Wimbledon.
Mm.
Like, if you're going into center court at Wimbledon or Arthur Ashe at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Roland
Garros.
Right. We take your cell phone away. You take it and you can get it when you're done. Because, again, the number of responses you can get from people is, well, there's an emergency or whatever. I need to be reached. But... You're spending 7 hours at Augusta, right? Or 8 hours in a day.
Yeah,
I would, by
unreachable.
The way, I would get to Augusta the first second I could and stay until they kick me out.
Over, right.
You know, and you can't use that as an excuse for any sporting event like that.
Yeah.
Right? What would require to just say you're latched into what's happening on the court or on the field? And that's why I'm like, tennis would be the way to go.
Yeah, because
about
like
it.
I said, with football and baseball, there's downtime where you don't always have to be paying attention to what's going on. But golf is kind of like that too. But tennis, there's always action nonstop.
Right.
Some of the matches we've seen finals go 5 hours.
Right.
And you're just kind of locked in and it's constant back and forth and you know, you see the heads moving.
Right.
You know, that's always great theater. I think that would be kind of the one. I think Wimbledon, it would be cool. I wonder if they could just try it out of the blue if people would be on board.
Do you think the US Open or the Open Championship or or the players, the PGA champions, like they should adopt a "we're taking your cell phone away."
Problem with those venues, this is an Augusta thing, and the fact that the Masters is at the same location every single year is part of what you know the beauty and the pageantry. The course is the star. The other majors rotate, and I think that might be hard to just kind of tap into what Augusta has been doing.
It's still the same reason. You know, I just find it fascinating that Augusta National, I don't know why I'm fixated about this, but just I am, that Augusta National decides,
well, because
our policy isn't going to be turn your ringer off. That's not our policy.
Right.
And our policy isn't going to be turn your ringer off, and if it goes off and we find you, we'll kick you out. Yeah. Or we'll take your phone. They are like, here's the entrance to the club. Do not bring it in. And if you do, you need to check it.
And if you're found with it, you're cuffed out.
Like our kid's school, you know what I mean?
You're
like
out.
If you're found with it, you know, at school, you're out, you know, this is a massive problem. I just find it fascinating that they're like no cell phones, period, at all. We're going to keep it about the guys on the course. We're keeping it about you focus. Like it's basically like them saying, let us help you focus on the event and you know enjoy our grounds you know
I don't know
okay
I,
hold on a second we've got a phone call coming in right now. Jim in Wheaton, Illinois. Can we get Jim on here on the Rich Eisen show? You there, Jim?
Hello, Rich. Hello.
We still have that problem from Los Angeles. We'll figure this thing out in a second. We'll try again later. But
I don't even know who else would even want to attempt this. It's, you know, could you do it at an award show? Or, you know, we know some comedians do it, but...
Chappelle, right?
Would you do it at a Bruce Springsteen concert? Would you, you know what I mean? Would you do something like that?
Concert's different, though, man. It's just different. You know, a concert's different. Like, you know, having your phone out and lighting up your phone and then taking video. I mean, I just went to Springsteen.
Right, and that's why I said that.
I'm glad that I had video for it and what
have
you. You know, but I understand Chappelle and comedians where you're saying something that's really out there and potentially taken out of context.
Or you're testing material for something you're right. going to be filming and releasing right. later on, right. so you don't and want it, that to get out.
I understand.
I mean, I guess Broadway, you can't really have your phone at the theater.
They still let you take your phone in, and it'll go off.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you to turn it off. But the Masters, man, that is some serious old school stuff. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls if we can. We've got Cody Rhodes in studio, hour number three. We also have Andrew McCarthy, the actor and author now, joining us on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a sec.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is... just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. With up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. So our phone lines are lit. We're hoping to be able to access them. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty hearing our Los Angeles studio. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Did your Red Sox win last night?
Oh, no.
They did not.
No.
Well, what happened? Oh, Gary. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Crochet. Told me. Crochet got wrecked. Yeah. He is... it's not been the best start for him this year.
But you heard Anthony Rizzo say he would choose Roman Anthony to build a team.
I did really like that. Hopefully he doesn't have to throw any balls from the outfield when Rizzo is making that decision.
Okay. Very
good. Yeah, you know, we lost. So we're 6-10. It's not nice. So
yeah, the Yankees finally pulled that one out last night.
Yeah, so. The Mets lost again, too.
The Mets lost again, too.
That's their fourth time this year they've been shut out.
Oh, here are the updated standings. The Yankees, once upon a time, 8-2, now 9-7.
Yeah.
The Mets are 7-10. You're about to hit second place in our standings.
Sorry, TJ. Woo,
fantastic.
Boo.
Sorry. You guys are having fun. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Should I tell the other story I told at dinner last night?
I think you should.
Okay. Because you asked me if there was any moments from my sports center that I was wondering if I should say something or not. Because I kind of feel like that was part of the...
Well, you tapped into 26-year-old you.
Yeah. Well, but that was part of doing sports center back in the day, was skirting right on the line of saying something that was... improper or not.
Well, and a lot of times too, it's 2 a.m. You can kind of get away with it.
Right. Like the first and maybe only time I got in trouble, for instance, was when the Broncos were having their parade.
Oh, right.
After either the first or second time
I like this story.
They won it with Elway. And Pat Bowlen, may he rest in peace, was there with his... younger wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's in the parade and he has the Lombardi in his hand. And I said on SportsCenter, there's Pat Lombardi. I mean, there's Pat Bowlen with his trophy. And people got upset with me. Mm-hmm. Within the building, they got upset with me. There were some complaints. And I'm like, they pulled me into the office and I said, tell me what I said was inaccurate. Like, what's in his hand?
Right.
that's the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Exactly.
And they're like, yeah, but we don't think that's who you were referring to or what you're referring to.
That's a YP.
And that's I tried that. I tried that.
Not buying it?
They didn't work.
Okay.
But I was able to get off with, if you will, a slap on the wrist.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like you're doing it right if you're thinking about saying something and it catches in the filter. I mean, it happens every day on this show.
Sure,
much.
Of course.
But I think you're doing SportsCenter right if you're skating on the edge and saying like something.
The angels pop up.
Yeah, and I had one of those moments. Certainly, if it's like 1 a.m, which I believe it was when I had this decision to make on live TV.
So if it would be like the cartoons and the angel and the devil would pop up, would the angel be Bob Lee and the devil be Craig Kilborn?
What do you mean? Who would it? Yeah.
Like in the cartoon of you doing SportsCenter.
Or KO.
And you're thinking of
EP.
It. Just like poop. And then who?
Say it.
Yeah. Like Craig's over there like, do it, Sparky.
Bob, I never really wanted to ever tarnish SportsCenter in any way, shape, or form for anybody, I might add. I'll have Bob have have the wings.
Okay.
So it was the top 10 plays of the week, and number one was a Moroccan soccer player who kicked this remarkable goal from just outside the box, where you take your back leg and sort of kick from
you go behind. Almost like a behind
the
back.
Your front leg is planted and you kick it from, you know, your back leg. I don't know how your hips would even work. You know, mine would be displaced for even trying it.
Not great.
I had no idea it was called a Rabona.
Okay.
R-A-B-O-N-A or something like that. Is that a soccer player? Will you look up what the genesis is of, you know, and they're like, somebody's like, an awesome producer came running in and saying, you've got to see this goal. And she's like, it's a Rabona. I have a Rabona. And everyone was kind of celebrating because they all knew. I had no idea what a Rabona was.
Spanish means to play hooky or skip school. So,
it's like a skip. I see what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So my first thought, as I said, you know what I'm going to do is I turned to Tom DeCourty, our coordinating producer for the night, who's been there forever and a day. And I said to him, what if I, sang, the tune and said, my Rabona, like that. Right. Well, and he basically told me that that's kind of an old reference and I don't want to be old. So I just said, I'll figure it out when I get there. And hit me in the spot is I wanted to say that this player popped a Rabona. And
okay. Just straight up middle school humor.
Straight up summer camp. And it stopped in my head. And all that came out was like, it's a Rabona, but you could take a pill for that or something like that.
So your doctor.
I almost went consult your doctor to see if a Rabona is
right for you.
But no, I just
more than
left
4 hours.
There, and I'm like, but it did just in 1 a.m. that popped in my head. Didn't say it. So I'm sitting here in the wonderful world of Disney still here on this Tuesday.
Would that have got?
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.